look you up. I know we talked. So, good morning to you. How you doing? There, that's nice. Vans are pretty quiet, and I thought I'd just make the rounds. Cleaning up the garage here, so the ham station's it's a big garage. Ham station's down in the garage. Over. This is my office down here in the garage. It holds two cars, a motorcycle, three benches, 10-foot benches, and a wall of shelves. It's really big. But the ham shack bench is 10 feet long, and it's full. Whew. 1967, novice. And 1970 for the advanced and extra. And still enjoying the hobby, over? Yeah, I've been doing electronics since I was 8. I mean, little kids and things like that in the beginning. And homemade my first radio station from TV parts. So you pick up a few things along the way. My background's in electrical engineering anyway, and I'm retired. 68 here is the age, and 62 is when I retired from EE. Over. Yeah, sounds good. It's a thing to do. If I was smart, I became very good in power analog. Analog power control circuitries and switching circuitries. I should have been focusing on IT back there in the 70s. You know, I'd be in a whole different place. Over. What we got going here for our HF station, I get down on 40 a lot and 80. What we have here is the SCR radio, the Anon 7000. And that's what we run here. So I use a computer-based system. Over. Do you have anything for HF at all? Statement? Get too many SDR radios on the used market, not Anons at least. They're very popular. But there are smaller versions of the Flex, early versions, that actually do quite a bit. And they, you may find one of those for $500 or $600. So the 10E, I believe, is the Anon. Inexpensive version. And they do quite a bit. They're small. They're very small. I think the 10E only puts out about 5 watts, and they figure you'll get one of those 100 watt amps. Over. There's a lot of variables, a lot of variations that they perform within the digital domain. Still, a big thing with SDR transceivers is the quality of the analog to digital conversion, and of course on transmission, the quality of the digital back to analog for transmission. But everything in between is software defined. So you take signal, you convert it to digital as distortion free as possible. Gain losses or phase losses, and the rest is, in the processor. Now, the Anons suggest putting in a more advanced video card. Not very expensive. You put that in, they have a thing called CUDA processors in them. Little processors, 1,000 of them on my card. And the software with the Anon uses them to get rid of latency. So they use those processors very effectively in their software. That's what you were talking about. Speeding up the process to near real time. Over. Well, anyway, the rigs are awesome. I have been using Anon since 2014. And before then, I was Flex from 2000. 2005 to 2014, when Anaim came out with Pure Signal Control, the adaptive pre-distortion. I had to have it, and I've been very happy with it ever since. The rig I have is $3,000 new. It's the 7,000 Mark II is what they're selling now. Win the lottery, I'll get you one, buddy. Over. Hey, nice talking with you. Thanks for spending a little time. I don't have my computer back yet, and that's what runs my